Okay, let's get into Shabbos Yerushalmi Daf Tzadi Aleph 91, and we are on Tzadi Amid Beis, and we just spoke about how the world is compared to Yoshvei Chaled, Chulda. We spoke about the Shratzim. Why? Because we're in Perek, Shmona Shratzim. The 8 Shratzim that I mentioned to the Torah, again, these Shratzim come up in Tumah V'Tahara, as we know from the 9th Perek of Maseches Chulin. Yesterday we discussed in the relationship between the 3 different days there in the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Chav Beis, about whether the skin has the same status as the flesh. How is that related to our Mishnah? Is it Lekulei Alma? Is it only according to one Shita? Good. So now we got a little bit into Chulda, right? One of the 2 Nevi'ot that are named for animals, Chulda and Devorah, that are shared name with animals. But now we continue. Chaya V'Of, about 5 lines up from the bottom. The Mishnah had said, if you have an animal in your rishus, hatsod and pater. So if you trap it, it's pater because they're in your rishus. So it's nitzod. But if you wound them, then you're going to be chayev. Lo amru ela shebershus adam. This is only, not only are they in your rishus, but they're in your control. Then you're in control and you could just bend down and grab them. Hayim einon birshus adam. If they're not in your control, you can't just bend down and grab them. Even if they're in your physical rishus, but they can jump away, right? The carbon eida. Afal bishain bebeso birshuso. Still chai. If you're going to be chai for tzeita, because it's not called nitzod. If you can't get it, bishchia achas, but then it's not called nitzod, even if it physically is in your rishus. Amra b'yosa hada amra. This is related to what it says. Shor shemarad hatsada b'shabas chayiv. If an ox starts going crazy, rebels literally, the karbon eida eino makabel marus, it's not accepting authority, then chayiv, you can be chayiv if you try to catch it. Rabbanit kesaron b'shem Rav Avdan, unusual name. Mefarshim say that, but this is the name. Or of mutar lichtov alav mezuzah. The skin, the hide of a bird, one could write a mezuzah on. Right? What's the chiddush? We're talking about skins. What is the chiddush? Says the Karbon Eida. And if you look in the Bavli, it talks about tefillin. And here it talks about mezuzah. Mutalotel mezuzah. V'lo amrinon. We don't say kimant isbe nekavim, since it has little perforations, it has holes where the feathers come out of the feather follicles. You might think that it's a little, it's like holes. Mutter us, kimant isbe nekavim asr. You might think it's asr. Ella, no. It's mutter kimant de dio overas alav shari, since the ink goes over it and it doesn't show. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. If you look in the Meiri there in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Ches, the Meiri says, "Or shall of tohar harehu kasher letfilin, afal pi sheish bo nekavim nekavim mipnei moshav hanotza." The feathers come out of the hole. Hare amru kol nekev shadio over lavino nekev. Avol dagim, the Meiri does note, fish skin is not enkos v'nal oram. Ratzal amar fil tohorim. Shebahem. Even the kosher fish, you can't use their skin to write on. It's still disgusting. Right? It's the Sefer Torah and the mezuzah. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Arachayim. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Tefillin. This is the siman in Hilchos Tefillin that many don't focus on because it's the long siman about Hilchos Tam, but it's Simon Laman Bay Sif Yud Gimel. Yeah, Klaf Shalem. The klaf that one writes on has to be whole. Shalo Yehei Bo Nikavim. She'ein Dio Over Alav. It can't have a hole that the ink doesn't go over. Dahainu. Shalo Tehei Ha'os Nir'ez Bo Chaluka L'shtayim. Because it can't look like the letter is split into 2. Right? That would be not acceptable. The Mishnah Berurah says there L'shtayim. Shukatan Kol Kach Achek Shemavir Alav Bekulmis. It can be, if it's so tiny that when you put the ink over it, the ink fills in the hole and you don't even notice it. Even though a tiny little of the ink falls in, so to speak, to the hole, but you don't notice it. You would hold it up to the sun. Kosher. It's still kosher because it filled it in. It's not noticeable. Aval im nikev kolkach she'ena dio over Allah. But if it has such a hole that the dio is not pasul shehaos near ace chaluka l'shtayim al yado afilu manekev beemsa ovi haos begalgo yerecha. Even if the hole's in the middle and this dio that's makifa mikol tzad pasul, if it looks like it's going to be 2. So that's the Shulchan Aruch even quotes this in Arachayim. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah on top. Sandi Alpha Manalf. Ain't osin hilmi b'shabbos. One is not allowed to make kelmi. This is the next malacha relating to ma'abed. Ma'abed, or the malacha of molcho, of salting. One is not allowed to make hilmi, which is a type of strong brine, salt liquid. One is not allowed to make it on Shabbos. That's part of the pickling and salting process. And therefore, one is not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You know, it's in Hilmi B'Shabbos, says the Karbat Eda, Hilmi Mei Melech Merubin, a large amount of Mei Melech. Look at the Reb Chai Kadievsky, Uksha Osem Imenu Harbei, when you make a lot of it, Litein Latoch Kvashim, to put pickling items into it, she's Kaimu Yamim Harbei, put a cucumber in there so it lasts a long, Kore Lo Hilmi, Veinosa Kebe Shabbos, Umishom, Shalitein Latoch Kvashim Aser, Shukim Misakein, Uma Abed, Esa Ochal. So that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, making this heavy type of salting liquid. You can make a little bit. May melach. You make a little salt water. Vitovo mampito, enough to just dip your bread in. Venosi lutoka tafsha, or to mix a little bit into the tafsha. A little bit. So says the Gemara. Amar Reb Yossi. Follow a hilmi be meruba me muatas. What's the difference? It says you could make, if you just say hilmi and may melach is just different in quantity. Since when is a malacha a lot and a little, does that make a difference? If it's the minimum amount of shear, it's usur. So Reb Yossi says, it's hilmi, bein meruba, bein muetes. Right? The Karbon Eidah, Pnei Moshe have different pshatim based on the Rishonim. Karbon Eidah says, kulan asurin according to Reb Yossi. Bebnei shehu kima abedu mesakin es hamachal. Hanitin letocho, kadei shi iskayim. Right? If this salting is part of the ibud process, and you're going to say it's usur even a little bit. Or the Pnei Moshe says, Shalo Yomru, right? You're going to tell me a lot is usur and a little is mutter, then that's what people are going to say. Shalo Yomru, Malacha Meruba Asura, Malacha Muetas Muteris. You can't have that. So says the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Elu Hein Me Malacha Mutarin. What's mutter? It's mutter is if you mix the water and the salt, not directly. No saying shemen betchilo l'toch hamayim. If you first put oil in the water and then you add the salt, or l'toch hamelach, you add the salt to the oil and then you mix it with the water. Because in either of those cases, the Karbon Eidah explains hashemen ma'akvo shelo yisarev yafeh. The oil will prevent the salt and the water from mixing perfectly together. Umatish kocho, and it will weaken its potency. Shelo yu hamei melach azin. The mei melach won't be as strong. And therefore, that's why it's allowed. It's a quality difference, not just a quantity difference, according to Reb Yossi. Good. Enos and Hilmi b'Shabbos. Ma bein Hilmi, ma bein mei melach. So according to the Tanakhama, what's the difference? So it looks like it's just quantity, but it's a little bit, the Gemara says, a little more than that. There's a difference between the two. Hilmi tzricha uman. Hilmi is not just quantity, but it needs a professional to understand the ratios. Right, the Karbon Eidah says, "Ein kol adam yachol asoso." Not everyone could do it. You have to know exactly how much salt and how much water to put into a larger amount, and therefore you need an expert. So that's why that's a ma'isa uman, so to speak, and that you can't do on Shabbos. Me melach enes yich uman. Salt water is nothing specific. We could all make our salt water, and therefore it doesn't need an uman. Rav Chuna Amar, koshen osim l'tocha melach v'hi nishreis. Zuhi mi melach. If you put salt in it, it gets totally absorbed and dissolved immediately. That's mi melach. V'she'en nishreis. But if you put in so much that it's not dissolved immediately, zuhi hilmi. That's hilmi. That's another definition. Amar Rabbi Yavo, kosher nostim letocha beitza. V'hi shoka'as zuhi mi melach. If you could put an egg in there and the egg will sink to the bottom right away, that's mi melach. That's not such a salty mixture. V'she'en shoka'as zuhi hilmi. But if it doesn't sink, so then the salt catches it, so then that's hilmi, and that will be a problem. But the poskim say that when the Seder is on Motzi Shabbos, better to make the salt water before Shabbos, right? Before Shabbos, not, or late that night on Yontif, right? If you want to make a little bit, but or beforehand, but not to make it on Shabbos, because that is, well, first of all, Shabbos is hachana, but even if it's, you know, Shabbos Yontif, so then, even on Yontif, it might be an issue. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara. Osin, once we're talking about mixtures, we put the mixture brought up in the Mishnah later on in a couple of weeks. Kuf Yud Alef here in the Yerushalmi. Osin Yenomlin b'Shabbos. You can make Yenomlin on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, what's Yenomlin? Yayin, Udvash, Upilpilin. This mixture of wine, honey, and pilpel. We said pilpilin is not dafka pepper. Some other type of ingredient. Rabbi Yossi b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, explaining more. Mutter la'arev, you can mix all of these ingredients together, va'asr lishchok, but you cannot grind. You can't crush the pilpilin, because that's the malach of tochen. And therefore you can't do that. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, efshu mishem tarov, es mutter. Whatever you're just mixing together, that's mutter. There's nothing wrong with that. Mishem shchika asr. But whatever you have to grind up, that's going to be asr. So says the Gemara, wait a minute. The hacha, but in our Mishnah, lo mishem tarov, es adan kaimin, isn't our Mishnah just mixing up? Right? So why would it be a problem? Why would it be a problem to make hilmi if you're just mixing? You're not crushing anything. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're just mixing, there's no problem. Answer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Titas, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Shimon bar Ba, B'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Shan Yehi Hacha. Here is different, because you're not just stop making a mixture, Shigmar Malacha. This is the Gmar Malacha. This is you're making a brine in order to use, and therefore it would be a, it's a problem. It's a problem. It's an added, element, right? Mixing itself is not a problem, but a Gmar Malacha will be a problem. Is you name Yehuda ben Titas, right? Sounds like Titus. Right, Titus is right, the Gnosis in a few places talks about Avishalom, Avshalom. That's to be a little different. We wouldn't name after Shem Risham Yerkov. We wouldn't name after Titus. We would Lahavda. We wouldn't name after Avshalom. But Titas is not Titus. If you look in the Gilyone Ashas of Yosef Engel in Maseches Yuma, we mentioned this when we did this earlier. But there in Maseches Yuma, he says he quotes a Chuvas Maram Padua. Maram Padua. To Yeshem Amor Rabbi Yehuda ben Titas. Right, we have right here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Titas, but Tzorach Lomar, the Kivan de Shinui binakuda, de Titus Harasha, Shmo Titos, Becholam, Titos, Tes Hashnia, Vishain Titas, de Yerushalmi, Ubinakuda Acheres Takasates. Must be a different Nukuda, Mitalo Nomar Titos, there's no vav in there. Lachain, let's be Mishamasuke Vishme, therefore there's no problem with that. The MK and Gam Kushis Atosus Khan, Atosus there, Numalam Ches, Vachain Das, Behach, the Shevna, Ish Yerushalayim Nicha B'Pshitos Ulai Haya Chiluk in Nekuda. There's always has to be some type of chiluk if it's a name that's similar to a somebody we don't want a name after. So it has to be it's something different. So, but the Rabbi Yochanan here said that the grinding would be a problem, but the mixing would be okay. Interesting, grinding the Malacha of Tochein. You know, it's a the Shia the Bir Halacha wonders has like a Tzorach Ian, right? Dicing and crushing up. You're allowed to cut a cucumber in half. You're allowed to cut a cucumber into four slices. But how small, when does it become considered tochein? It's hard to know. When is it dak-dak? Right? Dak-dak is the malacha. So when is something called, dak-dak? That's not 100% clear in the, the postgame. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Beis, Hamachatech Hayerek Dak Dak Chai Mishem Tochein. If somebody slices a vegetable, that's already a chiddush. Also, that slicing is included. But if you slice a vegetable, a Dak Dak, so that is Chai Mishem Tochein. If you look in the Bir Halacha, the Gemara Isa Amar Haman Bepar Silka Chai Mishem Tochein. Pirsh Rashi Dak Dak. Kachas vatosis, demayr bechatichos ketanos kein tuchina. Avo bechatichos gedolos ksas, if they're pretty big, ein derech hatchina bechach, that's not a problem. Kol zeh linyin chiyuv. Avo linyin iser, says the Bir Halacha, yesh li zor ma'od bazeh. Right? You don't know. The kfar kasa besefer yureyim, bazeh mimetz, the shir dakusan lo noda lanu. We don't know what the shir of dakus is. Chein mashmi beis Yosef, the hitzrach linyin heter, right? Ishalanda, shiasa chatichos gedolos bemiksas. So you want to be careful. So basically we say to cut them in, if you're making an Israeli salad or making a salad on Shabbos, to cut them not as small pieces as you normally cut. But then there's also the important Ramah here in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Beis, once we're on the Malacha of Tochein, that quotes the Tshuva of the Rashba. There's a Tshuva of the Rashba that the other Rishonim don't understand. They don't accept it, but the Ramah quotes it. And that is, we know that by Borer, there's the Heter of Miyad. The three conditions that we say borer is mutter. It's not that borer is mutter. It's that it's not called the malacha borer. It's called derech achila. Ochel yad la'alter. It's good from the bad without a separating instrument and for immediate consumption. So that's not a borer that's mutter, but that's not called borer. That's called eating in that way. So the Rashba has a huge chiddush. He says the same heter of miyad would apply to tochein. That, and he said, okay, it's just a Rashba. The Rama quotes it. The Rama quotes it here in Shin Chaf Aleph Yud Beis. beside after he quotes the heter of Ein Tochen Achar Tochen, he quotes the calls that Mairi, Lo Mairi, Ela Bachote Chumeniach, Avalent Laachlo Miyad, Hakol Shari Midi Dahavi Aborer, Leecho Miyad Deshari. Wow, that is the Shulchan Aruch here in the Ramah, in Shin Chaf Aleph Sif Yud Beis, says the Mishnah Brura right here, the Yesh Mefakpekin al Heter Zeh. Summer Mefakpek. This is the Magen Avraham, really. Gam beBeis Yosef Kasav. Shav Misha Mechavin Lecho Miyad, Gamkin Yizar Lachto Lachadikos Gedolos Ksas. Umitam Zeh Kasav Kama Achronim Gamkin, Denachon Lesnai Kamosha Kasav beBeis Yosef. Better to cut the little bigger pieces, not to rely on this Ramah B'Shem the Rashba. Umikamakom, Hanogen Lachtocha B'Tzolom B'Tznon, Dak Dak. Ein limchos biyadam diyesh lemamashi yismochu. You have what to rely on. You have a rashba. Again, what would be the svara? Because if you're chopping up and you're crunching right before you eat, so the rashba would say that's derech achila, right? You're not forced to eat humongous pieces. You're not forced to choke. You could cut things small, and maybe right before you eat, they're considered, finally is considered, just an extension of the eating. But still, don't stretch the heter, you're gonna be toched, and then you're gonna go to shul, and you're gonna come back and eat. No. Aser laso said yitzia mi beis haknesses to be inan samach lesuda mamish. Kamosh kasa len yibora. It has to be, you can't play around with the heter. Even if you can rely on the heter, you can't play around with it. That is again the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chaf Aleph, and the Ramah, based on the Ramah in Sif Yud Beis. Okay. That's a little bit about tochein that came up with, Rabbi Yochanan here. So the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mutter l'shaber v'asur l'kabeitz. Rabbi Yochanan says mutter l'shaber. You can break it into larger pieces, but you can't. Our gear says l'kabeitz gather. What's gathering? What are you gathering here? So the Karban Eida quotes asur d'mishum d'mechzi k'ma'amer. If you cut into pieces, you gather it. It's like gathering. It's not the malacha ma'amer d'araisa gathering is only Bidavar shall gidule karka, and only b'makam gidulo. You gather the apples under the apple tree. Right here, if something falls in your kitchen, that's not ma'amir. So it's nireke ma'amir, something like durabanan. Hard to understand exactly what's going on there. The Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says, no, lekabetz is gathering together. After you break them into bigger pieces, you grab them together and you push them together, because that can lead to crushing. And that could then be tochein. This is a continuation of the previous line. You can't gather them together in a very harsh and aggressive way, because then that could lead to tochein. Rabbi Yavo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, shum sheshechaku, garlic that you already started crushing from before Shabbos, imay mechusar shechika aser. If it still requires a lot of shechika, it's not crushed. It's mechusar shechika aser, that's aser too. Do more. If it's shumran, if it's already basically crushed, and you're just mixing it up to get some of the oil that, and the juices of the garlic that is already trapped in between the pieces, but it's really all, basically all crushed out mutter, that would be allowed because that's not, crushing anymore. Tamantanina, and we learned in the Mishnah in Beitza, Hashum, Haboser, Vahamalilos, these types of garlic and other items, Shariska, Mibod Yom, if you started crushing them before Shabbos, Shari Bishmal, Omer Yigmar, Bishmal says you could continue, Misha Techshak, you could continue crushing them because you basically crushed them beforehand, and there's no problem with continuing to crush them on Shabbos. It says Beitza on Yantif, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo Yigmar. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you cannot. You cannot continue on even though you started it beforehand, because midrabanan, the carbon eda asur lanicha mibod yom tachas kovdan kedei ligmar mishatechshach, whether it means leaving them, putting the board on, but you can't act on Shabbos, you can't be gomer. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, Rabbi Shimon bar Chanina lo nechleku ela bechulin. Right, the original crushing and the machlokas now midrabanan, whether you could do more crushing, that's only a machlokas about chulin. About truma, there's no issue. Why? Karban Eda here has 2 days here. Either Kohanim Zrizim Haim, we're not worried that the Kohanim are going to actually, if you allow this, then you're going to actually do real crushing on Shabbos or Yontif. Right? We're not worried about that because Kohanim are Zrizim. Or Truma, we know there's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to mitzvah of Achila Truma, and therefore, Chaim Kanievsky says, Chaim Kanievsky has the dais. Rabbi Akiva only makes the Gzeira, Shiyavo Laraskan, Avalitzel Truma, Kohanim Zrizim Haim, the Af Rabbi Akiva Mode de Shari Ligmar, Inami Yushamachilas Truma Mitzvah Hikilu Bazeh. Fire the Messiah, and that's, that fits into the next line, the last line of the Gemara. Hakonim Nago Bishuma Kerbishmal. Because truma is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah daraisa to eat the truma, for the Kohanim to eat truma. We don't remember that last Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, where the Rambam says, there's a Perek Tezvav, Kala Ochal Truma. Whenever a Kohen eats truma, he's got to get used to a new bracha. Kala Ochal Truma Mevarech, Birchas Oso Hamachal. A Kohen's going to say, Borei Priha Eitz. And then, V'achar Kach Mevarech, Asher Kedushada B'Kedushaso Shel Aaron, V'tzivanu Lechal Truma. That's the bracha. The kach kibalnu v'ra'inu osa mevarchin afilu b'chalas chutz la'aretz. Rama says they used to eat chalas chutz la'aretz. Shagam achilat kachay gvul ka'avoda. Shenemar avodas matan etenis kunaschem. The Rambam says anyone who eats truma is going to make that that bracha. It's a mitzvah achilas truma. So that's the second day here in the Ruchan Gadievsky why there wouldn't be a gzeira. Okay, weiter. Ein ochlin ezovian b'shabbos. We're not allowed to eat ezovian. Ezovian is a type of hyssop, and it is not ma'achal briyim. Lefi she'eino ma'achal briyim, it's clearly medicinal. And therefore, if somebody eats it on Shabbos, that's a part of the gzeira d'rabbanan. We know the gzeira d'rabbanan of shechika samanim. Chazal say, you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos if one is in a certain state of choli, because you might come to lose yourself and really want the medicine and crush the herbs in order to take it. Therefore, Chazal asserted, one is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. But obviously this doesn't apply to the two top categories of chola. Chola sheyish bo sakana, there's nothing to talk about. Chola sheyish bo sakana, you do everything. Right? There's you have a chiyuv to even do daraisas, right? The Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chav Ches Sif Beis, mi sheyish lo choli shel sakana, mitzvah l'chalav es haShabbos. It's a mitzvah. That's not what we're talking about here, about drinking a Zovian. You have to do it, act it quickly. And that's what the Mishabura says there. Hashoal, what do you mean hashoal? Pirish, oso ha'ish, shehu mischased, v'yare l'chalo Shabbos. So you're gonna ask, I don't know, right? But no. Hariza shofech damim, shebot shu holech l'sho yechla shachol yoser, v'yuchal istakein, v'yakasav omelo, samar adam reyacha. And that's what the Mishabura says. Call Tamar Chacham Bimkom Ohaylo Lidrosh Bepirka Lakol Kedei Sheyedu Kol Ha'am Velo Yitztarchu L'Shalo. Everybody should know. Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. Even Savi Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos. That is the Shulchan Aruch, right? We don't take any chances. There is a mysterious tshuva of the Radvaz, where the Radvaz was asked in Chelak Gimel Siman Taf Mem Dalid about the Riva. Sha'altimi Menya Machakatsu Bashim Riva, where the Riva was only 300 years before the Radvaz, not so much long before him. So Riva, one of the Malitos was asked, Kichala Cholyo Asher Mespo. Right? He was sick with the sickness that killed him. Vachal Yoma Kippurim Baosana Yamim, there was Yom Kippur in those days. The Umbrella Arof and the doctor said, Imotochal Vade Thomas, if you don't eat, you will surely die. Vimtochal Shematichya. And if you eat, you have a chance. And the Riva answered, Bishmo, bari v'shema bari adif. If I don't eat, I'll vada die. If I do eat, maybe I will live. Bari v'shema bari adif, v'lo ratz alechol umes. That's the story. And the questioner wanted to ask the Radvaz if he acted properly or not. The Radvaz says, chas v'shalom. We have no idea about the Riva. Lagabi adin ein roi lo momi menu klal. No, you can't learn from him. Dal kaimel on svek sveka shal pikuach nefesh ochad ha-shabbos. That's the Yom Kippurim. V'afilu l'chayi shoch hoshishin, kol shekin l'safik shemen yom l'shemen yichye. V'afilu l'safik Shabbos acheres. So the Radvaz says, for sure not to learn from him. Mishishu chol shesh po sakana, v'amdu lechol yeshul lechol. V'afilu l'safik. You can't learn from him. What about the Riva? Efshar de Riva zal hirgish ba'atzmo. The Riva himself knew, v'afilu sheyochal yamus. The Riva knew that even if he would eat, he was going to die at the same time. The Lev Yodea Maras Nafsho. Fahina the Karma Bari Vishema Bari Yodov Klomer Habari Shali Adif Mishemesh Alachem Laficha Larazalechal. Fakarnish Alti Akiyote Bazepamacheres Vehelesi De Ain Zu Midas Chasidus. This is not Midas Chasidus. This is a Chasid Shote. He writes that in another Tshuva. Chelik Dalas Ibn Samach Zayin. So that's not what we're talking about in this Mishnah. Ein Ochel Zoim Bishabis, Ein Machal Briyim. We're not talking about a Chol Shesh Bo Sakana. We're not even talking about a Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. As well, the Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chav Ches. Shin Chav Ches is the big simon in Shulchan Aruch about refuah, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch says later on. I think it'll Sif Yud Sifyut Bey, Sifyut Gimel, later on in the Shulchan Aruch, that's where he says, even Echol Ashe Ein Bo Sakana, which is basically Nofa Lemishka. If somebody's in bed, they also are allowed to take medicine. So we're talking about somebody who's less than Echol Ashe Ein Bo Sakana. So you can't take Ezer Shabbos and Machabriyim. Aval Ochol Asi Yo'ezer Ve'oshosa Abu Vroeh, because those are foods that even healthy people eat. Kol Ochol Ochol Adam Lerfuah V'chol Amashkin Hushosa. Anybody wants to eat or drink food, even if they're taking it for medicinal purposes, it's mutter. Except for the liquid that pierces, we'll see in the Gemara, and a kos ha'ikara and a kos of roots, because those are for jaundice liyaroka. Aval shosa who may dikrin litzamo, but if you have a healthy person that wants to take may dikrin in order for because he's thirsty, then he can v'sach shemini karin shlo l'refua, or to smear shemini karin if he's healthy and he has healthy skin and he's just smearing it on, that would be allowed. Can a person, a healthy person, drink kirirton? Kirirton is some type of liquid that has cools off the whole body. So can somebody drink that on Shabbos? If it's just to enjoy and your onik Shabbos, yes, allowed. Onik, tainuk. Im lirafu aser, but if it's really for health purposes, that will be aser. Says the Gemara, one second. But don't we say that this type of cooling is for minasafa lefin, that means an internal organ, internal ailment issue. So of course it should be mutter. But it should be mutter. So why can't he do it? Patala bavad davar shu shel sakana. Only if it's an internal issue that might have davar shel sakana, then of course it's mutter. But the case here that we're saying refu aser is a person does not have an internal ailment issue, and that's where it would be aser mishum refua, if he doesn't really need it. Doesn't really need it. Again, Shin Chav Ches Yud Zayin is where the Shulchan Aruch says, here it is, yeah. Shulchan Yud Zayin, I just want to turn the page. Shulchan Yud Zayin, Chol Ashe Nafal Machvas Choli L'Mishkav, Ve'ein Bo Sakana, you still allowed to do Drabanans. Omrim Leinu Yehudi Lassos the Refua, Vol Ein Mechal Lav Zashabbos, Be'isur Daraisa. I feel like Yishtal Sakana's Ever. Ulchav Lav Yisrael, Be'isur Drabanan, Be'adayim Yish Matirin. Yish Matirin, V'chulu, and he continues, but that's what we pass in generally, Chol Ashe Ein Bo Sakana, is allowed to take medicine. Continuing, aval ochel as yoezer, was yoezer, pol litrichon, shows up of roe, kishmuo, ribashal, or birmia, manisni, dekarin, dekalin.
What's the right gersa?
Dekarin or dekalin? Piercing or something with palms. So amalei, dekarin. Dekarin, it's piercing. She dokrin es amara. It pierces, gets into the gallbladder to remove the extra bile. Amrav Yona, lo misdavra delo dekalin. No, there's no way that it's not dekalin. That's what it should be. Why? Because you get it from between two palm trees. Shein yotzin mibein shein dekalin. That's where it comes from, between these two palm trees. Good. Shimon bar Baba Shem Rabbi Chanina. Now we're getting back to something we discussed way back. We had this Gemara a couple of mesechtas ago, I think. Zeh shehu locheish. The person who is locheish, that does an incantation. Once we're talking about medicines on Shabbos, what about incantations on Shabbos? No saint shemen al gabe rosho v'lochesh. A person is allowed to pour oil on his head and do the incantation. The Tanakhama says, you have to do it in an unusual way. So if you pour it directly on your head from the kli and not, into a jug, directly from the jug and not into your hands first or into a little cup first, then that is allowed. The opposite. No saint baby yad bemakli. No, you have to do it with your hand or with a kli and not pouring it directly from the jug. Right? The opposite. So ma beinam, what's the nafkamina? What's the nukudas machlokas here? So two days. Me'isa. First is me'isa, meaning, is it disgusting to pour directly from the jug? So ma damar nosim maybe yad beim kli. The one who says you have to do yad or kli mos, it's disgusting to do it directly from the jug, and that would be a violation of onik Shabbos. Man da amar nosin shemen agave rosho. If somebody says, the other pain that says, you have to pour it directly from the jug and not biyada bakli, enomas. It must be that he holds that it's not disgusting to pour it from the jug, and therefore it's better to do this, incantation type of refuah in an unusual way. One nafkamina about, the root machlokas is ma'us. Amar Reb Yona, maiser sheni benyom. The nafkamina would be, can you use maiser sheni in this way, pouring it directly from the jug? Mandamar, no sin bebiyan bebmakli. According to the one that says that you have to do a bebiyan bebmakli and not directly from the jug, maiser sheni usser. Then pouring directly on your head with maiser sheni oil would be a problem because that's not derech, that's not normal usage. Maiser sheni can only be used in a normal usage way. And according to the one who says, you can do it directly. So Ma'aser Sheni would also be mutter to pour it directly from the jug. That would be considered normal usage. Again, all of these incantations, if you remember, the Rambam said, what the Rambam says, are all fake. Right? The Rambam in, Yud Aleph, Tezayin, the Rambam says, Dvarim E'elu, doesn't sound this way from the Gemara. From the Gemara, it sounds like they worked, and it's just a question of how to do it. The Rambam says it's all fake. Dvarim Ha'elu Kulan Divre Sheker V'Kazavhein. Veheim Shehitu Bahen Ovde Kochavim Akadmonim L'Goyeh Ha'aratos. They were tricked, they were misled, because they yinhagu achareyan. Ve'ein ra'ui li Yisrael. Sheheim chachamim michukamim lihi mashech bahavalam ha'elu. Not appropriate for the Jews, the wonderful wise Jews, to be pulled after these things. Ve'lo lahalos alev sheish to'elas bahen. And not to think there's something effective. Shemer ki lo nachash biyako ve'lo kesem biyisrael. Right? Remember the pasuk in Balak. Ve'nemer ki agoyim ha'elash ra'ata yorish bi'osam. I'm saying don't do it because it's fake. Anybody who thinks that they're true, but the Torah says you shouldn't do it, meaning it's true, it works, but don't go to the dark side. That's foolish. Right? And the Rambam says that you don't have full das. Yedu barayos baruos shekalelu advarim shasra Torah inan devre chachma ve'ela tohu v'hevel shnim shkubu chasri das v'chulu. So again, that's very strong words. Not all Rishonim agree to that. The Ramban and others would say it does work, but you shouldn't do it. You should just be tamim tiyem Hashem alakacha. But according to the Rambam, it's not. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's more here. Maybe we'll talk a little bit about Onik Shabbos, but we will stop here.